like, that was Good Thing, and this next one is June Baby. Do you want to say anything about that? That was beautiful, by the way. And a
Thank
duet
you.
With Johanna.
Johanna Wacker. About June Baby, it's, well, I guess I should have played them in the other order because June Baby is sort of the precursor to the good relationship because I was doing a lot of chaotic things and sort of reaching a breaking point and just wanting to find myself and wanting to find someone who was better and feeling, you know, self-pity and like I was holding myself back and never able to, like, let myself be the best version of myself and things like that. And I was kind of blaming it on being a Gemini. And, you know, people...
Gemini
Geminis are the best. People say we're two-faced, and I was kind of playing into that. I was like, oh, I don't know who I am. I'm so multifaceted, all of that. But this is, yeah, it's just a song about finding myself, and I think often when you want to find yourself, you end up finding the person that's right for you. Mm-hmm. You have the right intentions, and that's sort of what it did for me. But, yeah.
Cool, let's hear it. June Baby. Brand new June Baby, and we've been having such great conversations. It's really what live radio is all about. And thank you for being a part of that, making that happen, and talking about all these great things with your music and sharing your music. And so you had a request that we were going to get into some of your friends who play music around town. And who is the first one?
So Sammy Gardner, she is singing harmonies on June Baby.
Oh, cool.
And she's released a good amount of music as well. And this is a new song called Driving Southbound from her. And it's one of my favorite of her songs. I mean, we've heard so many of them. We've also, like, blown up on Instagram for similarly, like, political, like, protest songs, kind of, if you want to call them political, about, like, women having rights and stuff.
Yeah, and now more than ever, we're just saying, like, in times like this, we need music and art. You know, we need people to be vocal. So
we do, yeah. And Sammy's part of that. She writes super insightful songs, and she's got incredible powerhouse vocals. Just wow. You'll see. But yeah, I mean, I can't speak on Driving Southbound for her, but to me, this song, it just feels like, it feels like when you need to leave somewhere and you finally leave, and you're like really sad about it, but you're on the road and you're like doing the thing.
Yeah.
And like you're alone, but it kind of feels good. It's just like raw emotion.
I love driving alone, taking road trips. Especially, I've been going to see a lot of concerts in D.C. and those road trips have been great.
I say, like, this song transports me literally like into a car driving southbound. And then suddenly I'm like really sad and really hopeful and a lot of different feelings all at once. And yeah.
Awesome. Let's hear Sammy Gardner, Driving Southbound.
Thank you.
okay, I'm going to be checking out Sammy Gardner more. and another artist on here, Sun V Set. That's where we met, was the Sun V Set show. And I can't remember the first time I saw Sun V Set. I think it might have been Gallery 5. But I saw them at Bandito's a while back. And then the show at Reveille. And they're amazing. Just yet another amazing creative person writing great music. So what song did you choose by them?
A new release called Somewhere to Be. I love so many of her songs. It's really hard to pick one. But this is just
magical.
Yeah, it's like she connects the earthly world to, like, the world in my head or something.
Oh,
I don't know. Or it's, like, it's spiritual.
It's spiritual.
It's otherworldly. It's not... It's
and
just, like,
it's
goes beyond...
World,
yeah. I don't... It's so hard to describe her music because it just, like, captures this feeling that I feel like is so beyond me. But,
I remember recently someone talking about, I think it was Boards of Canada, actually, and they're a really weird electronic group, but how they capture, simultaneously capture sadness and foreboding with joy and ecstasy. Like, that was a weird, like, thing to say about an electronic group, and that kind of tracks with them, but a lot of music is, like, happy, sad, kind of, and or something other than, like, an emotion that you can't even put a label on. That's a lot of her music, yeah.
Yeah, and I just love this song. I want more people to hear her music as well as Sammy's, and yeah.
Thank you for the playlist. Somewhere to Be, Sun V Set here on the
Thank you.
guess, after that one. Wow. Somewhere to Be. You have Somewhere to Be. Sorry. It's 8:30. So we're going to play one more song from your friends, and in this case, your good friend, your girlfriend, Joanna.
Your very good friend.
And you wanted me to play Broke Up in My Head. Joanna, do you want to say anything about this song?
Yeah, say it.
And you're a musician locally, too. Amazing.
Hi. Not much to say about it other than don't judge. If you're hearing this, it's all self-produced EP. I called it One Woman Band because I played every instrument on the EP because I didn't know anyone in the area yet, but this was a song that was super emotional. I just had to get it out and record it before the passion was gone, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we both have a lot of upcoming releases that are like represent our music
so
more as it is today.
Broke Up in My Head, Joanna Wacker here. One more song by you, Joanna. So you wanted a cowboy. You want to talk, but can you finish it for me? Because I can't see the rest of it.
You got me.
You wanted a cowboy, but.
But you got me.
Yeah, it's a lesbian country song about dating straight women, which I don't do anymore. I tried that, but I wrote it as a joke, and then it became a song.
Awesome.
Love when that happens.
Thank you.
At this point in the program, for some reason, the station archive recorder stopped working, so we didn't get the second half of the program. But I'm going to splice those songs in, and most of those songs came from Acelia's playlist of artists that she wanted to feature and artists that inspire her or local artists that she wanted to turn people on to. So thanks again to Acelia for being a special guest on If Music Could Talk on WRIR. Thank you for the great interview and conversation about music. And thank you for listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. The next song is one that Acelia chose by Lucinda Williams called Abandoned. That was Lucinda Williams with Abandon, and the next one is also a selection by Acelia from their playlist. This is LB Lewis with Maybe Later.
If maybe later
That was L.B. Lewis with Maybe Later, and here's Esther Rose with Once in Way of Loving.
My wanting way of a loving, putting my
Here's another track recommended by Acelia by Angela Autumn. The song's called Dancer, here on If Music Could Talk. Thanks for listening.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the latest single from local jazz musician Oscar Evans. A little fun and a little different, Oscar recorded the jazz standard Nardis in a reggae style as part of a series of warm-up and soundcheck recordings during his Gotta Start Somewhere EP session. He later collaborated with producer Jordan Bulos to mix the track into an old-school dub reggae sound. The result is a unique fusion of jazz and dub reggae featuring local musicians Paul Morrison on flute, Justin Vary on drums, Tiago Cardoso on guitar, and Oscar Evans on bass. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Nardis by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm always saying this time I get through. I end up all alone as a consequence. turns and turns around again. Now I'm working up a sweat, spinning in my party dress. Struck a midnight at the bar, I realize I'm on the wall. Realize I'm on the wall. You're the wall, keep banging my head against the wall. I'm always saying this song is through. With a bruise as a consequence, I know where to hurt myself on you. So what? I'm calling you up again. I'm always saying this song is through. I end up all alone as a consequence. I'm dancing on the wall when I'm with you. I'm dancing on the wall when I'm with you. I'm dancing on the wall when I'm with you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Do you like weird stuff made by real human artists? Want to know where to find taxidermy, patches, tattoos, paintings, stickers, zines, felted pieces, repurposed clothing, jewelry, plushies, hand illustrations, mutual aid foraging information, local preserves, buttons, cards, crochet, and punk performances all under one roof? Come check out the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market on Saturday, May 30th from 1 till 3 at the Broom Factory as part of Spring Reverb. CFRC DJs will be spinning tunes in between sets by the Meringues and Havana Syndrome. With nearly 30 vendors indoors and outdoors, you're sure to find something that speaks to your strange side.
Let down.